Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Doug Gottlieb, you know, our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for fast, free shipping, free roadhouse protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Toyo Open Country AT3. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive, simply go to TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, it's the way tire buying should be.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Doug Gottlieb Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time. That's 12 to 3 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Doug Gottlieb Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
This is the Best of the Doug Gottlieb Show on Fox Sports Radio.
What up with America? Doug Gottlieb Show. Fox Sports Radio. We got a great show for you. It's broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. Unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection. Over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. So, with one Hall of Famer retired, another future Hall of Famer becomes the talk of the town. Jets general manager Joe Douglas is admitting to people in the league that his team will, quote, go all out in order to trade for quarterback Aaron Rodgers, according to, PFN 365? Pro Football News 365?
Nailed it.
Okay. I just, again, I'm not in any way trying to talk ish on 365, but
it's a Twitter handle that they call themselves the Pro Football Network. Maybe Dan's familiar with this source.
Pro Football Networks. Yeah, they're may not be as popular, but they are legit. There are certain writers that I know have covered the NFL for a while that work for them.
Okay, so reputable?
Yes.
Okay, good. As long as we're talking reputable, and I wouldn't think that all of us would be doing something that wasn't reputable, and we have seen breadcrumbs out there from Adam Schefter, league sources saying, right? And I do think that there are teams that they try and pollute the waters. You know, wouldn't you if you thought you could get Aaron Rodgers? Where you're like, what if we tell people, you know, if we leak it out there, we're willing to do whatever it takes. Well, then, because it clearly works, Aaron Rodgers, without any sort of quotes from anybody reputable in the organization, like, well, the Green Bay Packers would, league sources think the Green Bay Packers, may be willing to move on from him. And Aaron Rodgers talks about it. But I just, how could you do the Jets considering the history of the Favre thing? Right? Like, it wasn't that long ago. I know it was a long time. It wasn't that long ago. And it was the Jets. Like, how could you do that? It does feel like anywhere but the Jets, even though the Jets make complete sense. Because they're in, hey, I got to win now mode. They need a quarterback. They absolutely went out and hired Nathaniel Hackett, who everybody thinks Aaron Rodgers has a great working relationship with. So it's like, what are we actually doing here? You know, can history repeat itself? Byron, what do you think? Is that too far-fetched to see history repeat itself?
No, not in this scenario.
Why?
Just because I do think that the Jets as a team have something that a veteran quarterback would like. I also think that Rodgers would go from one extreme to the other, just like Favre did when it comes to the media. And I don't know if maybe he would secretly like that, but I mean, you want to talk about, hey, I want to try something different in my life. That would be a part of it as well. And yeah, just, you know, New York for the city that it is. If you're Aaron Rodgers and looking at post life, who knows?
What do you think, Jay Stu?
I think it would be fascinating for us. I think that there's so much content in Aaron Rodgers playing for the Jets that we would explode. You've always said that, you know, the reason why the Jets get so much attention is because most people in the media went to Syracuse and upstate New York people like the Jets. And I'm fascinated from a producer standpoint. Logistically, I don't know. I mean, seems like you have to give up what? You have to give up draft picks, maybe even a current player, and you have to put, what, $50 million on the books? I'm guessing the Jets have all that. Do they want to mortgage that with a bunch of young guys? And why would Aaron Rodgers want to join a team with a bunch of young guys? I thought he likes his Randall Cobbs of the world. Doesn't seem to fit.
It fits in the bigger market, or, you know, and the ultimate in terms of big market, quarterback desperation, working with your buddy. I don't know in terms of like personnel. But yeah, I mean, you go from Green Bay, smallest market in the league, to biggest market in the league. But yeah, I think you're talking about some of the granular details. I think working with Hackett would be kind of a very obvious sign of, hey, we're trying to, you know, make it a friendly landing spot for you. I wonder about the Packers. You know, one, the Packers, remember, there's dead cap money if you trade him. So I don't know how that looks. I don't know how that is adjusted. But two, like, do you want to be the guys that traded Aaron Rodgers when you had him under contract? I think a lot of this is just the Jets trying to pollute the waters too. Hey, man, look, we got the Jets. We got a good team. We just need a quarterback. We got you, Nathaniel Hackett. We'll take on your salary. We'll pay whatever it costs. We'll do whatever it takes. But it's like Brett Favre's name now is not the same as Brett Favre's name 5 years ago, or maybe even 10, you know, before some of the Jen Serger stuff came out even. Right? And like, are you really going to follow the same path? It does feel like, gosh, golly, how could you go to the Jets? And are you going to the Vikings next? That part is just, it's just weird to me. Maybe it's just a coincidence, but it strikes me as weird. I understand why Joe Douglas would want, the other part to it is, and this is a big thing is, look, I think that Rodgers is a better dude than he lets on. He's a more likable dude than he lets on. I don't think, but God, his body language is bad when he plays. And as much as you could say, hey, it's a different Jets. This is a new era. This is new offensive coordinator, new style. It's still the Jets. I don't know. I feel like that's one of the things that wore out Tom Brady in Tampa was that he went to play for an organization that just wasn't buttoned up. And even the first year when they won, like, remember, they were a wild card. They had to win three road games. They figured it out. You know, they had a little bit of fortune go their way. And but when you look at Bruce Arians retiring, I think at least a portion that had to be like Tom Brady sitting there going, this is not the best run ship in the world. When you're used to it being run one way, and then all of a sudden it's not, like, the Green Bay Packers have their flaws. I'm sure he doesn't love, you know, LaFleur's offense. He doesn't love the fact that there's no real ownership group, so the front office kind of answers to themselves. But the Packers have been really good. Up until this year, they won 13 games 2 years in a row, 26 games in 2 years. To go from that to the Jets, I don't know, man. That one strikes me as hard. Maybe because everybody wants something new. That one strikes me as a difficult one to concede. A source told the Pro Football News that Davante Adams is lobbying hard to bring Rodgers to the Raiders. Okay, that was later confirmed this week. I'm sure he'd love to have Aaron Rodgers there. And Aaron Rodgers there, I mean, you got a quarterback friendly, but they have offensive line issues. Vegas, another cool kind of market. I think him to, can you imagine that division? Oh, can you imagine that division, kids? And I understand this is all purely speculation. And somehow we've gotten caught in the sports radio. Hey, you can't speculate. No, when I'm speculating something, I don't talk in definitives, right? Like, there are people in this business, in this space, who are purely speculating, and they're like, Lamar Jackson's played his last game for the Ravens. Like, well, do you know that? Or are you speculating that? Like, that's where you got to be careful with your semantics. It'd be pure speculation. I think all these teams would be interested, but how much does it cost? Well, it's going to cost you three first-round picks, plus you got to take out a salary, plus you got to send a player. Like, no. Because we always ask definitives of, would you trade Aaron Rodgers? Well, I don't want to trade Aaron Rodgers, but is he refusing to play for us? And I trade him if you're going to give me three first-round picks and you give me a couple players. Like, yeah, then I would consider it. I don't mind healthy speculation on sports. That's what pays our bills. But if you're going to speculate, you got to say you're speculating. It's not speculation if it's reported. Davante Adams like, hey, man, I'd really want Aaron Rodgers. Really want Aaron Rodgers.
This is the best of the Doug Gottlieb Show on Fox Sports Radio.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Class is in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
It's the Doug Gottlieb Show here on Fox Sports Radio. We can talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards. We can talk about how with Discover you can redeem rewards for cash, any amount, anytime. Talk about amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Can I ask you guys a question? And again, you can feel free to answer honestly. I find Nick Sirianni annoying. I find the whole act super annoying. I'm not saying it doesn't work, but it's just annoying. What are your feelings on the Sirianni bravado? I'll start with you, Dan Beyer.
Yes, I have the same sort of sense. I'm not a huge fan. There seems some, I don't know if entitlement's the right word, but very cocky demeanor.
Stu? I feel.
Nick Sirianni.
Jay Stu?
Yeah. I mean, I think I'm on record as saying that he's a bad winner, and he's not a guy you ever want to lose to. And I think he is getting – all this has kind of gone to his head, I think.
I mean, like, look, the team is loaded. I think they're very well coached by their coordinators. And Nick Sirianni, I actually wouldn't take shots at how he's coached. But did you see the comments by Sidney Warner, Fred Warner's wife? Did you guys see any of this stuff?
About the fans?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. So she said, this is, I never go back to that stadium. I just couldn't handle the fans. Honestly, it just didn't feel very safe. I wanted to leave early before they let them all out because of the riots and all. Never again. She said there was dark energy at Lincoln Field. Darius Slay's wife, Jennifer Slay, said, she said on Twitter, I remember coming to Philly when we were with the Lions, sat on the opposite side, didn't have a single person say a word to me. I had on Slay's blue 23 jersey, crazy looking back. Okay. Anyway, apparently, so Fred Warner's wife at some point said, I think on TikTok, I hope their plane crashes. She has obviously since retracted that and apologized. The point is, and this is a real thing for me, Nick Sirianni's act not only is tired, but it's like pouring kerosene on a fire. Eagles fan, football, NFL football fans can already be a little bit gross at times, right? You drink too much of the parking lot. There's a little bit too much of that kind of UFC, meatball, want to fight energy. And I'll be honest, like I made the mistake a couple times of like tweeting out some of these fight videos. And then you're like, wait, I'm not helping by doing it. When the coach does it, when the players do it, it becomes even more okay for the fans. Now, the Darius Slay's wife saying that people didn't talk to me, well, that's no big deal. Like, nobody talked to you. Fred Warner's wife said, I can't tell you how many times somebody said F this and F you and F off and F the Niners. Like, it's just ridiculous. But, like, Sirianni's act is like that of a WWE wrestler. And he's walking around like, hey, dude, you didn't play a snap. You don't even call a play. Like, I get it. If you're doing it, it's way over the top. And, you don't have to be some humble, gracious winner. And like, look, Travis Kelce had fun at the Cincinnati mayor's expense. What's his name? Clark from the Chiefs. I mean, he acted like they won by 100. You won by a last second field goal, dude, and a controversial call. But, you know, like a little trash talk between the teams, a little bravado, but the Sirianni stuff is annoying.
It reminds me of what they said about Barry Switzer's Cowboys, that anybody could have coached that team to a Super Bowl. Or even like Phil Jackson used to get his anyone could roll the ball out for Michael Jordan and Kobe and Shaq and these guys. Is Sirianni in that group? I don't think so. I think he's a good coach. He's just annoying, right?
He is annoying. He is annoying. I don't know. I mean, it's one of those. A GM who is usually is a gentleman was like, love Steichen. His tweet was, love Steichen. Sirianni will get his someday. Don't know if it's this year. You know, he's just, there's a lot of the stuff he's done and how he's acted. Just because you can and just because the fans love it. I don't know. I don't enjoy it. It's like, it's so fake and fake pompous. And then honestly, like his daughter, who everybody laughed at and thought was super cute with the hands and the gestures, like, that's what you look like, dude. Yes.
Do you think he knows that? Do you think he feels that from other people? Or do you think that's just his personality and he's like, hey, this is what I do? Because some people, if they don't...
Have you ever heard the expression, feeling themselves? Somebody's feeling themselves?
Yep.
Yes.
That's what I think it is, Ramos.
It's not what you think, John, but yes.
Feeling yourself, John, is like he's having a lot of success, so it's going to his head. And he's got Philly people. He's in Philly. He's got Philly people around. They're all like, they hate us because they ain't us, right? You just like you're just you get it. You're Philly. You get it. Yeah.
Like, love me some me.
Love me some me.
There are examples of people in our business that are like this.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Oh, my God. He was the wrong person to experience success. That guy is obnoxious.
I know somebody who, we can talk probably off air. There was a guy who in broadcasting got a really big gig, did a sit down interview, and like he was one of the more humble guys I'd ever worked with, came from very, very little, and had a lot of success in what we're doing. And the interview was like, oh my God, he's feeling himself. It was so uncomfortable. And I think it's one of the reasons that he quickly lost a gig. Like, you know, and when you get a big gig, people are going to think you're feeling yourself anyway. So you gotta be guarded against it. But yeah, that happens. So to answer your question, John, I think he's feeling himself. Do I think he thinks it's probably a little bit over the top? Sure. But I don't think he understands just how it looks and how it feels and how out of place it seems.
Do you think it turns people's thoughts on the upcoming Super Bowl? Maybe more people would kind of go away from Philly as a team they want to win because of that?
I don't think it has any effect on wins and losses. I don't think trash talk does. I don't think any of that stuff does. You know, it's like Kansas City tried to act like, you know, trash talk was what, like, okay, so that's why you won by 3 points?
There's such a contrast too with the guy that he's coaching against now in Super Bowl 57.
Brandon Whedon joins us on the Doug Gottlieb Show here on Fox Sports Radio. Quarterback to quarterback, what made Tom Brady, by many arguments, the greatest of all time?
Well, where do you start, man? I mean, the guy, you know, numbers aside, I mean, the numbers are astronomical, but I mean, you know, comebacks, you know, fourth quarter comebacks, his ability to keep his game his team in pretty much every game they played in. He ran the show. I mean, from everything I've heard, you know, just even talking to Bill O'Brien, I mean, you know, if Tom didn't like it or if Tom had an idea, it was in the game plan and he had complete control of what they wanted to do offensively, and that kind of became their system. So, I mean, there's several things. Obviously, the talent's there. You know, his ability to he can't outrun anybody, but his ability to beat you from the pocket, beat you with his head. You know, anticipate throws, and there's so much, man. I mean, the guy's just.
But in terms of just the actual execution of playing the position, okay, I totally get the numbers and the comebacks and all that stuff. But you played the position in the sport at the time in which Tom Brady is competing for it and winning Super Bowls. Okay. What did he do that's like, man, he does this and nobody else does it as well?
I think just his overall knowledge of playing the position. I mean, understanding defense, I think, is probably first and foremost. I mean, he understood defense and understand how to attack defenses. I think he, and then within that, he threw the ball extremely, extremely accurate. And I mean, mechanically, he's on point. So, I mean, he just, you know, he just understood where to go with the football, how to attack each look he was getting, each pressure he was getting, his ability just to, again, beat you with his brain and get the ball out on time and throw the ball accurately. I mean, that's, I know that sounds pretty simple, but bullets are flying. You got 1.8 seconds to get the ball out of your hands and know where to go with the ball and hope the guy you're throwing to won. I mean, that's, it's not that easy, and he made it look easy all the time. So his brain, his ability to understand, you know, what all 22 guys are doing on the field at the same time.
You're a former Dallas Cowboy quarterback. Kellen Moore is as well. He essentially gets fired or whatever, goes and takes the Charger jobs. Now Mike McCarthy is going to call plays. McCarthy's a West Coast style guy. What do you think of the change in Dallas?
I'm a little bit surprised by it. I mean, I think Kellen did a lot of really good things. I mean, there were some times where, you know, they struggled to have Cooper Rush come in and put the numbers up that he did and look as good as he did, and then Dak come back. And, I mean, you know, the biggest issue there is turnovers. They turn the ball over half as many times as they do, then it's a completely different story, and Dallas continues to play on. But I think Kellen did a great job. I think he, you know, I didn't watch every game, but the games I watched, he's got a really good rhythm calling plays. He, you know, he's got just enough gadgets to kind of keep you on your toes, and I think he did a fantastic job. I was kind of shocked to see him get moved out of there. I mean, I think, you know, I don't know. I think they had other issues. I think we talked about last week that, you know, they don't have a true bona fide number two receiver. You know, didn't get a ton of productivity from the tight ends. I mean, there's I don't know, they need help from a player standpoint on the offensive side of the ball. I mean, they ran the ball relatively well. But I don't think Kellen Moore, when they did come up short, I don't think Kellen Moore was to blame for a lot of it. But I mean, that's how it is, man. I mean, as coaches and as players, if you don't get it done, and there's always somebody to, you know, they take your spot and to move you on. But I think he landed in a pretty good spot. I mean, Chargers have got a ton of weapons and a great young quarterback. So it'll be fun to see what he can do with those weapons.
Philly, obviously, they run, it feels like, a little bit more of a college style. A lot of the stuff that they did for Jalen Hurts at Oklahoma, right? Design runs from the quarterback position. Andy Reid, traditionally, off of a bye is great, and this is like off of a bye. How much different is that style when you have added time to prepare for it?
Yeah, I mean, I think, for example, my opinion is the way that like Nick Bosa rushed Jalen Hurts last week. I mean, you tell the way he rushed, you can't be as aggressive. You have to force him to stay in the pocket, which means those defensive ends got to rush upfield, but they can't get past him in the pocket, can't run around him. They want to keep him at their level, force you to stay in the pocket. I mean, Jalen's still athletic enough to get it out of the pocket, but I think with a guy like that has the ability to beat you with his arm and feet, I mean, I think you got to – kind of like we're talking about with Tom Brady. I mean, I think you got to force him to stay in the pocket and beat you with his brain. You know, mix up coverage, mix up zone of man, mix up some pressures, and just force him to get impatient. And if you can force him to, you know, put pressure on him before and play coverage or put, you know, pressure. Even, you know, if you want to run a 5-man pressure, just find ways to not give up that big play and force him to beat you with his arm in the pocket. I think is really the best way. Now, it's easier said than done, I mean, because the guy is so mobile. But you could tell that was San Francisco's plan. They were, you know, they weren't going to run by him when he was dropping back to pass. And I think that's if you can do that and find a way to push the interior of that pocket, I mean, they're really good. Their offensive line is – Philly's offensive line is really, really good. And so it's going to be a tough task for Kansas City. It'll be interesting to see how it plays out because I think Chris Jones and those guys on the inside have been pretty good at being disruptive. So, but Jalen's had a hell of a year.
Brandon, great stuff. Thanks so much for joining us. Look forward to catching up at Super Bowl week. Appreciate you being our guest on Fox Sports Radio.
You got it, buddy.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com and within the iHeartRadio app.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio. So this is one of my least favorite things in sports. The one-day retirement contract. This show is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save progressive.com. Here's Robert Kraft, owner of the Patriots.
Are there any plans, Bob, to make sure that he retires? Are you going to sign him to a one-day contract to retire a Patriot?
I'll do it tomorrow.
For him to retire a Patriot is the question.
Not only do I want it, our fans are clamoring for it. And to us, he is always has been and always will be a Patriot. And we will be bringing him back after I don't like to make a commitment for him, but we will do everything in our power to bring him back, have him sign off as a Patriot,
nice.
And find ways to honor him for many years to come, because he did so much to bring life and good cheer to our community. And he's a beloved figure, and he's earned the respect and love that people feel for him like no other athlete in our town. And we've had some great ones.
Okay. There's a lot to unpack there. Let me start with you, Dan Beyer. Your general feeling on the one-day contract, being a guy back and having him sign a one-day contract.
I'll just say I'm not as bothered by it as you are.
I probably was using hyperbole. It's not my least. Like, one-day contract, I don't like, but the jersey swap, I actually like way less. Right, that's actually like the idea of, if I get beat by somebody, unless they're my absolute, and if they're my absolute best friend, why do I have to give it to you on the field?
Yeah. Yes.
Why do I, like, if I you're my best friend, I give you my jersey. Just don't ask me on the field. You just beat me. We shake hands. Hey, man, can I get your jersey? Sure, I'll send it to you. Or I'll see you after the game. Right? You give it to a manager, or you go down, you see the guy, here you go. And you switch it off. But like in front of people that just, I just does not sit well with me. Like, dude, you lose, shake hands, keep your bonnet on and get off the field and get in the locker room. Anyway, that's the jersey swap. The one I just don't like, I understand sometimes there's extenuating circumstances, and I get that it was just, they were all good. He left, he went somewhere else or whatever. But like, do we really need a one-day contract to remember that Tom Brady's a Patriot?
No. We will always know that they just want, I think that they want to bookend it, you know, and be like, all right, not only did we have the first word, we also had the last word. But I only say it that it doesn't bother me as much because you have talked about this before, that you are not a fan of this. So I did know that going in, so that's why I just said my level wasn't up to yours. Even though it may not be on the top of your list, I am not as bothered by it.
Okay. What about you, Jay Stu? Do you like it?
All right. So I came from, you know, I cut my teeth in this business working with somebody who I think this was his least favorite thing in sports. And so I came from that school of thinking that way. I kind of agree with how bad it is. I don't think it's as bad as the worst thing, but it's so cheesy. Nobody is amused by it other than the people in the room when it happens. I don't even think fans, like, if I'm trying to think of a Charger, if he came back for one day, well, I wouldn't be interested at all. Like it serves the people in that room at the press conference, period. I think that's what annoys me about it.
Who did, like, okay, so in the Patriots, for example, for the Patriots, what does it do? What does it do? Is it like a family photo after you get divorced? Like, I got a buddy, my buddy Jay Mack, he listens to the show in Oklahoma City.
Yeah, he works on the Colin Cowherd show, right?
No, not that Jay Mack. This guy's okay. actually Jay Mack. My boy Jay Mack, he's been divorced now for, wow, Jay, you have to text me. I think he's been divorced, like 20 years he's been divorced, probably, okay? And he sent me a photo, like a Christmas photo, him, his second wife, and his ex-wife, who I think she's gotten divorced a second time as well, whatever, but they had a daughter together, and then his ex-wife, when she's remarried, they adopted a daughter from Haiti, right? So it was like 2022 Merry Christmas from my boy J-Mac, and it was this kind of cool photo. Like, that's cool. And it almost feels like that's what this is, like a photo op for like, hey, we got divorced, but we're still friends. It's still okay. It was still really good. Is that what it is?
I think it's a way of the Patriots saying, claiming him as theirs. Like, I know you went to another place for a couple of years, but you're always going to be a Patriot, and we're going to put a stamp on that.
He's already a Patriot.
Yeah, but I think that that's what the sentiment is when people do these one-day contracts. It's almost like the team's way of ownership, or this, you are a St. Louis Cardinal or whatever. I think that's what it is.
He should sign a day with the Jaguars just to, you know, throw the curveball.
Mike Piazza should have done it with the Marlins when he was there for 3 weeks. Remember?
Piazza. I just don't, I don't know. Like, you're right. You're right, Jason. Like, who gets something out of it? I mean, does it make those people feel good? Does it make Patriot fans feel good? Does it change anything? Like, he won 6 Super Bowls. He played in 9. In the pit, we all saw it. Why do we need to see it again? Why does he need to have one last? Why the contract? Would Tampa accuse them of tampering if they brought him in and retired his jersey? Like, just bring him back, retire his jersey. You don't need to sign him again. I may get it if you've gone a bunch of different ways and the relationship was bad and you're trying to repair the relationship. But for the Patriots, this is really, really easy. Make it really simple for the New England Patriots. Skip this step. That part is dumb. You don't need to do it for Brady. Retire his number early next year. Like, start of next year. Don't do the waiting thing, because the longer you wait, it just builds up and it gets yucky. You know, like, man, why haven't they retired his number yet? Well, you know, schedules. Just get ahead of it. Figure a game. That's our Tom Brady game. And in this case, you can make it a Fox game if you want or not. Just have him take the weekend off. That's our game. Get it done now. He should have his number retired. That I'm into. That's how you bring somebody back. Number retirement, Ring of Honor. And maybe the one-day contract is for the guys who we had forgotten. That's probably a better. Dan, help me with this. Talk me through this a little bit. Would it make more sense if it was a guy who played somewhere synonymous with that place and then, you know, bounced to like five different teams and people kind of forgot and it didn't end great? And let's just bring him back one day just so everybody remembers how cool it was when we were together.
You know, I think it would. And I'll tell you why, because there's this strange phenomenon with retirement that has gone on. And this is what it is. I think that the Denver Broncos have gotten so much more out of their short tenure with Peyton Manning as a Bronco. Like, Peyton now lives in Denver. It's not that we forget about the Colts, but it's not the automatic no-brainer that you're like, oh, yeah, you know, Colt. Obviously, he's, you know, there with Unitas and Colts lore. But I think, like, the Broncos have squeezed so much out of that orange of that short Peyton Manning tenure. Mm-hmm. He set NFL records. He went to two Super Bowls. He won a Super Bowl. He retired on top. So, like, does he need to go back to Indianapolis and sign a one-day deal? No. To your point, it's for the guy that was one place for a while and then bounced around with five other teams. So, yeah, like, in putting it that way, I think that that makes a lot more sense.
It's like, let's think of some guys who are like that, you know, who did the...
LeBron James. No, I'm kidding.
Emmitt Smith.
I mean, Jerry Rice did a little bit of that, right? He did. Broncos and Seahawks, as well as obviously Raiders. But he's Jerry Rice. You didn't have to. I'm thinking of somebody, you know, who you're not going to retire their number. Maybe not, you know, Ring of Honor type guys, but that step below. That step below would be interesting.
We're about to have one on DeMarcus Ware. If the Cowboys wanted to do a one-day contract to, like, claim him as their own, that would have been something. And maybe it did happen.
Terrell Owens.
T.O. Yeah. Now, who would T.O. be? A Niner? Like, the Niners signed a one-day contract?
Yep.
Yeah, but he's, you know, he's in the Hall of Fame, but that's a good one, right? That's a really good one. Where, like, hey, man, like, you kind of... We drafted you. You made it here. You made a name for yourself here. You stepped on the star here. Yeah, I like that one. I like that one a lot. And even T.O., because he's a Hall of Famer, may be above the level of what we're generally talking about, because this is for recognition for people who probably wouldn't have gotten recognition when they retired otherwise. You know, a really good running back who bounced place to place after having a good start to a year. You know, like J.J. Watt, they don't have to bring him back in Houston. They're going to retire his number. He's going to be in the Hall of Fame.
DeSean Jackson, how about that?
D-Jax.
Yeah. We know D-Jax. Him as the Eagle, but played on a bunch of different teams.
Yeah.
Right?
That ended really poorly as well, right? And I think Howie Roseman the reason that one ended? Or no, it was Chip Kelly. Right? Chip Kelly didn't dig him. And that was the when it was the guys he was around and whether or not he's a gangbanger that came out.
It was around the time when Chip Kelly was called a racist, right? DeSean was one of the guys he let go.
Yeah.
Shady McCoy.
Shady McCoy was ill, yeah. DeMarcus Ware joins us, okay? He's 12 years in the National Football League as a Pro Bowl linebacker, four times his first team All-Pro. Of course, member of that Broncos championship team in Super Bowl 50. He's here courtesy of Bet Online. DeMarcus, help me out. The very end of the Bengals Chiefs game. You've been in that position as a linebacker chasing down a quarterback. Did you think the penalty flag, whether or not Mahomes was, he was out of bounds, but the penalty flag should have been thrown?
You have to know as a defensive guy that you got probably the offensive MVP or the MVP of the whole league. He's hurt. He's running to the sideline, and it doesn't matter if he gets two extra yards or one extra yard. Right? It doesn't matter, but he's going out of bounds. I'll make sure that he goes out of bounds, but I probably wouldn't touch him because I know what's at stake. And I think that sometimes emotions and adrenaline, all those things can come into context when you got the quarterback right there. But it's a hard thing to, you know, tell certain guys certain things, but it's one of those things where before the game, it's like, just be careful when you get close to the sideline, because no matter what, they're going to call it.
DeMarcus Ware joining us here on the Doug Gottlieb Show on Fox Sports Radio. Chris Jones kind of dominated that game. You've been that guy as well, where they have to chip you, right? They got to put two on you, and even then, sometimes it's not enough. What's that like for a guy when you line up and you're like, if they leave me man up, I can beat this guy anytime I want. What's that feeling like? You've had it before.
That feeling is it's amazing, actually, knowing that for most of your career, you're going against a tackle, a tight end. Sometimes they'll stick a running back over there. So you got three guys. So if I'm going to take three guys, I know that my other teammates will, like a Von Miller, he's going to be at ease, right? He's going to be one-on-one. But if you leave one person, one man on me, I'm going to make you pay for it. Because this whole time, you've been chipping and trying to slow me down, and now you're only going to stick one man over there. I'm going to make sure that you pay every single time when you put that one guy on there with a big sack of pressure or something to make you not lean back over there to put those guys back on there again.
The Eagles' defensive front is not only good but really deep. You know, they cycle guys through.
But yeah, man.
Do you like that, or do you like? Hey, I just want my four. I want my reps. I need a ton of snaps more than I need rest.
I think it's the time of the game when it comes the time to where, you know, let's say the offense is not doing well and the defense is out there a lot. Cool. I need guys that we're going to be able to cycle in, like the Shaq Barrett, Von Miller, Malik, you know, so on and so forth. Shane Ray, when I played for Denver, and we were able to just go in and just play, right? But then there's a time to where you might have, you're up by 30 points. You're not passing the ball majority of the time. You're still going to need your rest, and you're still going to need to cycle through guys. So with Philly having that depth, it's going to help them out tremendously, especially in a game where it's the Super Bowl and you got all the emotions and you're so heightened up and you're going to get tired and you're going to go through that first, like, spurt of, okay, I'm tired, now I got to, like, recoup and get my win back.
If you were to explain to somebody who hasn't played in the Super Bowl how it's different, what would you, in terms of the actual game, how is it different?
It's different because it might be the last time that I put my pads on to become a champion. It's the last time I might be able to put my jersey on to let everybody know what that wear name means. It could be my last time where I have a C on my chest and be the captain of a defense that probably was the best ever to show everyone in the world that we are the best. And it might be my last time ever to win a Super Bowl game and be enshrined with all of our guys as we hoist our rings up. And I'm just talking about Super Bowl 57 or 50. We will be able to live together as a team and have those memories forever of that season. It might be that last time. And all the guys know that, and they feel that. And there's no comprehension of words that you can say or feeling. It's just when you suit up, you know, it's time to be that gladiator in the Coliseum, which you call a stadium, and go to war.
DeMarcus Ware, our guest here on the Doug Gottlieb Show on Fox Sports Radio. When football people look back on that game, they say, like, the defense, the special teams won you the game. I think, you know, at the time and now, I mean, because Peyton was such an incredible player, it was Peyton Manning's storybook ending, right? How do you process that, knowing, like, hey, look, the defense, I mean, he didn't have a good year. He wasn't even the starter the whole year. He didn't really do much in the game. And again, I'm not trying to take away from Peyton. It was at that stage in his career. Your defense won the Super Bowl for you. How do you process that? I don't know, maybe in storylines and how people tell the story of Super Bowl 50, they don't mention what you guys did enough.
They don't mention what we did enough. And the defenses usually are never mentioned, but everybody always say defense win championships. But if you go into the locker room right before the game and when Peyton says, hey, guys, I know that I haven't been here all year. I know that I'm not playing up to the standard of what y'all guys are used to. But I tell you what I'm not going to do. I'm not going to lose a game. I'm going to get the defense as much rest as possible so we can go down there and we can chip at scoring points. And I'm not going to lose a football game. I'm going to put this game on the defense. And when you have a guy like Peyton Manning say I'm going to put the game on the defense. As Warriors on the defense, we thrive for that. Because you just gave us the recognition that wasn't required by anybody outside of that locker room. But inside of that locker room, we knew. That's all that matters. And when Peyton said that, I mean, everything was let go. And we were like, we need to go win this football game. We knew it was his last game, but we knew that we would be the reason why. And he told us that, and he said that to us out of his mouth. And that's respect and humility.
It's amazing. DeMarcus Ware is joining us on behalf of Bet Online for the most diverse list of over 1,000 Super Bowl prop bets, including length of national anthem, first song Rihanna plays, commercial odds, broadcast odds, game and player stats, and much more. There's a bunch. Is there a prop bet that you actually like?
You know what's so crazy? I actually like this Gatorade bet. It's the weirdest bet on there. I didn't even know that they bet on the color of the Gatorade. It's like one's orange and one's blue, and are they going to be green or purple? I'm like, dude, orange is usually the color on the sideline, but I like blue Gatorade. I like blue Gatorade. I'm betting on this blue Gatorade. I don't know about if Rihanna going to sing Diamonds or This Is Why We Do What We Do or Umbrella. I hope it's not raining, but anyways, I just think that it's so many crazy bets out there. It's awesome. And the teams are even right now. When you start looking at the polls, the teams are even. Two beat-up quarterbacks, two great defenses. Who wants it? And so that's a pretty cool even bet, too.
No question about it. DeMarcus, congrats on not just a great career, but people thinking back to how great a career that you had going back to the Cowboys days, obviously the Broncos as well. We appreciate BetOnline for letting us have you on. Thanks for being our guest on Fox Sports Radio.
Hey, thank you guys for inviting me on.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Hello there. I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.